rather unsettled today, light cloud with possible showers improving as the day goes on. Highs of 20 degrees along the coast and 18 degrees inland with moderate variable winds. This evening going down to 15 degrees in Nice, Antibes and Cannes and 12 degrees in the Var with clear skies. The outlook for Thursday starting off fine, clouding over by the afternoon, remaining much the same for Friday with highs of 22 degrees. Feeling warmer by the weekend with highs of 24. However, showers and storms are forecast for both the Var and the Outmarrow team on Saturday and Sunday. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:35 and will set this evening at 22 minutes past 8. In Brussels today, it's 23 degrees and sunny. Lyon has 26 degrees with sunny intervals. Rome, 17 degrees and light showers. And Glasgow, 18 degrees and sunshine. Good morning. You're listening to the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm Sarah Lysett with you from now until 10. Today's news story, an additional 9 people have died from the coronavirus in the Outmarrow team in the Var, according to the latest figures. 2 deaths occurred in hospitals in the Outmarrow team and 7 in the Var, 3 in hospitals and 4 in nursing homes. And in sport, Amnesty International has written to the Premier League to raise concerns over the £300 million purchase of Newcastle United by a consortium of buyers, including Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. Coming up, we'll have this morning's entertainment news. I'll also be telling you about Is It in the Stars? The best ways to cope with the stress of quarantine and have a successful lockdown depending on your star sign. Also, an expert has warned that dogs are at risk of major separation anxiety once lockdown is over. I forgot to tell you yesterday, so I'll tell you today about The Message in a Bottle, which was written in 1979 and finally gets a response almost 40 years later. All of that, as well as Guess the Link and Guess the Year, which again, seeing as yesterday we got a bit carried away with the literal translations of French into English. I'm as happy as a rooster on legs this morning. That was Stephanie's one that ended the show yesterday, which is, of course, heureux comme un coq en pâte. I hope you are too. Nothing else to do but stick together. Here's Brian Ferry kicking off the first hour with Let's Stick Together.
CMB, Monaco's leading private bank, offers its clients a wide range of tailor-made services and investment products. Key services include one of the most secured online banking platforms and a brand new mobile banking app.
This is 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working to keep everyone informed in the current difficult situation as we all stay at home to stop the spread of the virus. Every day, find updated information on air or at rivieraradio.mc and on our 106.5 Facebook and most social media. Download our free Riviera Radio news app for your mobile phone or tablet. You listen at home, and most of our team are working from their homes. We are supported by local businesses, and we support them. We know that many businesses are changing the way they operate to help people in these unprecedented times. We connect businesses to the people at home. We're available to help you get messages out to the hundreds of thousands of people who listen to Riviera Radio or the thousands who use our website and social media. Contact us by emailing sales@rivieraradio.mc. At your service for more than 30 years, we are Riviera Radio.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:30. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. An additional 9 people have died from the coronavirus in the Outmarrow team in the Var, according to the latest figures. 2 deaths occurred in hospital in the Outmarrow team and 7 in the Var, 3 of which were in hospital and 4 in nursing homes. Since the start of the coronavirus epidemic, 338 deaths have been recorded in both these regions. In the Outmarrow team, 270 people are currently hospitalised and 48 in intensive care. And in the Var, 318 18 people are in hospital and 50 are in intensive care. The good news is that on Tuesday there were 8 fewer people hospitalised for COVID-19 in Nice. This is the largest drop since the start of the coronavirus epidemic, and 4 people also left intensive care. There's also a slight drop in hospitalisations in the Var, with 5 people leaving hospital on Tuesday. However, an additional patient was admitted to the intensive care unit. Here in Monaco, there were no new cases reported on Tuesday evening. France has registered more than 20,000 deaths related to COVID-19 infection. There are fewer admissions in hospital and intensive care units. The country is getting ready for a gradual lockdown exit, but French scientists have warned of a potential second wave of the virus. The head of the French Public Health Authority has announced that the coronavirus curve had passed its peak, adding that 5,683 patients were receiving intensive care for the virus on Monday, the 20th of April. That's down from a peak of 7,148 on the 8th of April. There is also data indicating that a person with COVID-19 in France was now infecting on average less than one other person, as opposed to 3 before the country went into lockdown on the 17th of March, more than a month ago. According to research, high levels of air pollution may be one of the most important contributors to deaths from COVID-19. The report shows that of the coronavirus deaths across 66 regions in Italy, Spain, France and Germany, 78% of them occurred in just 5 regions, and these were all the most polluted. Monton City Council has announced this week the launch of Masks for All. The fabric masks are to help limit and slow the spread of the virus. More than 150,000 masks have been ordered. Distribution will be made through drive-ins in various districts. There's a special delivery service for the elderly and vulnerable. In Roquebrune Cap Martin, there are plans to distribute masks to the entire population from May the 5th. On April the 8th, the city ordered 30,000 washable approved masks. The City Council will receive the masks by the end of April, on instructions on how to obtain the masks. An information letter on distribution methods will be sent out by La Poste. As of Tuesday, residents have been invited to register via the form of the city's website, www.roquebrunecapmartin.fr. For those without internet, there is a telephone number available Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. All of that information is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. Meanwhile, as of today, the homeless in Nice will receive masks. The initiative announced on Tuesday by the City Council is to ensure that homeless people are not forgotten and that they also wear protective masks in the face of the new coronavirus and in preparation for the end of confinement. 5 police officers at the Foch police station in Nice have reportedly tested positive for COVID-19. The officers are recovering at home and their state of health is not a source of concern, according to doctors. Following the cases, all police officers who may have been in contact with them were tested, and gloves, gels and masks were provided to prevent further spread of the virus. French Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer has clarified his gradual plan for the reopening of schools from May the 11th. He said that if a family does not want to send their child to school, this will be possible, but in that case they will have to follow distance learning. He added that a pupil will never be outside of compulsory education. However, teachers' unions have aired their concern this morning about how teachers will coordinate being both in the classroom for those that return to class and online for those that remain at home. Monaco will also see schools reopen on May the 11th. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who's currently spending the lockdown with his family at his villa in Cap Nègre in the Var, has in an interview with the Parisian newspaper said that while he is no longer president, he is nonetheless connected and in contact with President Macron. Speaking about the coronavirus and an agreement with Emmanuel Macron, Nicolas Sarkozy says he takes Professor Raoult's hydroxychloroquine tests very seriously. The former president is said to have confessed that he considers the professor a great man with a respectable career and that we must listen to what he has to say. Sarkozy met with the professor on April the 9th. According to a survey carried out by the Nice Côte d'Azur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the CCI, to which 2,487 companies replied, 93% say they are impacted by the measures taken to fight the COVID-19 coronavirus epidemic. A third of companies surveyed by the CCI Nice Côte d'Azur indicate that confinement measures have completely stopped their activity. This is particularly the case for restaurants, bars and hairdressing saloons. More than 10,000 businesses on the French Riviera have already made a partial activity request to the Regional Directorate for Business and Employment in order to obtain part of the costs. If you're wondering how to support your local bar, restaurant and bistros, which have been closed due to the coronavirus, then there is now a new online tool to support them. J'aime mon bistrot and Bar Solidaire are just two examples of several platforms which are on offer, and it's simple. The site allows customers to order or make a donation to their favourite establishment online. The owner of the restaurant, bar or bistro receives the money now, but the customer has effectively ordered in advance for food and drink when they will consume when the site reopens after the end of lockdown. And finally, don't forget, it's quiz night tonight. Dave Phillips, who has since 2012 been the man behind the popular pub quizzes of the Blue Whales in Nice, the Blue Lady Pub in Antibes, Morrison's Lounge in Cannes and Slammers here in Monaco, has created a website to reproduce the popular event online for everyone to take part during lockdown. Every Wednesday evening via the YouTube channel, there are players from Dubai, Norway, Denmark or South Africa, as well as, of course, the loyal folk here on the Riviera. It's free and open to all. All you have to do is register by going to Dave's Trivia Night Facebook page.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In football, Amnesty International has written to the Premier League to raise their concerns over the £300 million purchase of Newcastle United by a consortium of buyers, including Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. Amnesty is asking Premier League Chief Executive Richard Masters to fully consider the human rights situation in Saudi Arabia as part of the Premier League's owners and directors test. Clubs in Leagues 1 and 2 in the UK believe the competitions may need to be regionalised in future to offer a better chance of survival. Several clubs are thought to be favourable towards an idea put forward by Fleetwood chairman Andy Pilley, who has said that the lower leagues must revamp in order to stay in business during the coronavirus pandemic and beyond. And UEFA is set to announce the postponed 2021 Women's European Championship will take place from the 6th to the 31st of July 2022. The tournament, which had been postponed due to the global coronavirus pandemic, is to be held in England. Moving the Euros to 2022 will avoid two women's tournaments in the same summer.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmarine team and the VAR. The general situation is a depression of 1,013 millibars. Winds are southwesterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is slight with good visibility, and the barometric pressure for Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat is 1,012 millibars. For North Corsica, winds are force 2 to 4 variable. The sea is slight to moderate, so the visibility is good, and the barometric pressure for Cap Corse is 1,017 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Rather unsettled, light cloud with possible showers improving as the day goes on, with highs of 20 degrees along the coast and 18 degrees inland with moderate variable winds. This evening going down to 15 degrees in Nice, Antibes and Cannes, and 12 degrees in the Var with clear skies. The outlook for Thursday starting off fine, however clouding over by the afternoon, remaining much the same for Friday with highs of 22 degrees. Feeling warmer by the weekend with highs of 24, however showers and storms are forecast for both the Var and the Outmarine team on Saturday and Sunday. Sun rose here in Monaco at 6:35 and will set this evening at 22 minutes past 8. You're now up to date. All the news is available on the webpage rivieraradio.mc, and don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Finally, dogs are at risk of major separation anxiety once lockdown is over. With the current lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic, dogs all over have been getting used to spending rather a lot of time. I can tell you that Lucky has got very used to it. One excited dog, they spent so much time with their owners. One little pup was so excited about this that he even managed to break his tail from wagging it too hard. That sounds painful. And while all these additional walks and playtimes have been great, it's worth having a think about preparing your pet for when things go back to normal and lockdown restrictions are lifted. One expert, well, he's actually a consultant for the royal family, says that pets might experience separation anxiety once we return to work and school. He said with such an overload of quality time with their families, dogs are building up a huge reservoir of over-dependency, which could see them suffer when mums and dads suddenly return to work and the children go back to school. The lockdown is such a massive change in routine. When it's lifted, it's going to be a huge shock for dogs. That's why structured, short training periods of separation are really important. I hope you've taken note, Lucky. You're now up to date. It's just gone 20 to 8. And, well, I had to play this.
Who let the dogs out? Who
let the dogs out? My brother's to blame for this track, by the way. That was the latest from Joel Corry and Lonely on Riviera Radio. It's just gone 20 to 10. We'll have the international news headlines at 10 o'clock. But first, it's time for you to guess the year. I'm going to play three songs in a row. You've got to tell me which year am I referring to, and I'll put in a few clues in between the songs. This is the first one. It is the Walker Brothers, and the sun ain't going to shine anymore. Brothers, and the sun ain't gonna shine anymore. It is guess the year. First clue being it was on this year, on the 11th of March, that President Charles de Gaulle states that French troops will be taken out of NATO and that all French NATO bases and HQs must be closed within a year. And on the 30th of June, France formally leaves NATO. What year is it? Here's another clue. Barbara. Beach Boys and Barbaran. That was your second song clue for Guess the Year. Before that, you heard The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore by the Walker Brothers. And the clue, well, while France were formally leaving NATO in this year, in England, and this is your final clue before I play the final song, studio at rivieradio.mc, if you know the answer to which year am I talking about, it was this year, on the 30th of July, that England beat West Germany 4-2 to win the World Cup at Wembley.
They seek him here, they seek him there.
The Kinks and Dedicated Follower of Fashion, and that was this morning's Guess the Year, three in a row. You heard The Kinks and Dedicated Follower of Fashion. Before that, you heard Barbaran, The Beach Boys, and it kicked off with The Sun Ain't Going to Shine Anymore, and The Walker Brothers. Congratulations to Edward, who got it right. It was 1966. Joe, I'm afraid you were 1 year out with 1965. And Jeff, obviously not quick enough. Jeff said, morning, I'm listening. He said, I had no idea of the year until that clue. What was that clue? I guess the clue about the football. Is that what made it easier? It's just gone 10 minutes to 10 o'clock, and this is for Jeff.
Enjoy it.
It's one of yours from down under. Morning, Jeff. It's Kylie, and enjoy yourself.